The Sitka Sound Science Center raises millions of salmon at the Sheldon Jackson Hatchery every year. But recently, the organization started nurturing another type of sea creature. KCAW's Brielle Schaefer has more.
A few weeks ago, Roger Ballion was diving on the anchor near the center's salmon net pens when he found a curious white egg mass. He brought this to the attention of Angie Bowers, the center's aquaculture director.
And he came up and said, I don't know what they are. And so I had seen a video of Noah had actually found some eggs and hatched them out last year that they found at Little Port Walter. And I showed him that and said, is this what they look like? So he went back down and got them.
Now, the Sitka Sound Science Center has a very important question to answer. Here's research biologist Lauren Bell.
What are little baby squid called?
Oh, I should look.
The eggs are being kept in a heated tank around 7 degrees or so because any cooler than that and they won't hatch, Bowers says. She's assuming the eggs were fertilized.
You can see the individual eggs in the pods, but you can't see the developing squid yet. So
the common name for these creatures is market squid. Southeast Alaska isn't out of the cephalopods range, which stretches the eastern Pacific Ocean up from Mexico. But typically, spawning for market squid doesn't occur here. And it could be a side effect of climate change. Here's Belle.
Squid are often pointed to as like the kind of animal that might, quote unquote, win or do better with changing climate conditions because they only live 2 years, usually. So they can adapt to changes really quick. So it is, some people theorize that we might see more squid showing up in our waters in future years.
And market squid only live 7 to 9 months, Bowers said. The relatively small squid grow to 8 to 10 inches. Humans use them for bait and food, like calamari. Right now, the squid tank is just an experiment for the center. The scientists want to see if they can actually get the market to hatch. And who knows, Bowers says. Maybe one day there will be a squid fishery here. But until then,
we'll just try to keep as many of them alive as we can and just hope for the best. We don't really have any expectations at this point. We're just hoping we get to that point.
And if all goes well, the center will have thousands of little baby squid, also known as hatchlings, in the tank in about a month or so. That's something Belle is really looking forward to.
They're very adorable, baby squid. Lots of squid are characterized by their big tentacles. So they have their 8 arms and their 2 big tentacles when they're adults. But as babies, when they come out, their tentacles are fused together. And that actually starts to separate as they grow.
If they do hatch, Belle says, the Sitka Sound Science Center will throw a squid birthday party. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.